Raoul Vignale auf Lux FM mit Under the Same Sky, ein Auszug aus der Platte The Silver Veil, die in diesem Jahr erschienen ist und die aufgenommen wurde, in der Tat hier in Berlin, wo Raoul einige Zeit gelebt hat. Jetzt ist er zurück in der Hauptstadt, um heute Abend aufzuspielen im Rahmen des Schickschnack Festivals. Und er ist bei mir im Studio. Hello, bienvenue, hey, Raoul.
Hello, merci.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, very good, actually. Yeah.
Cool. I've read, or you just told me that you arrived in Berlin a few days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So you are like fit for tonight's show.
Yeah, we could say that. There was kind of a heating system problem where I'm staying.
Oh, no.
So I get a little bit cold.
That's just sad. But it's a Berlin's kind of
story.
Yeah,
exactly. This is how you feel.
Yeah, I can live there for free at a friend's place. Unfortunately, the heating doesn't work. But you've lived in Berlin for 2 or 3 years, I guess.
That was just 2 years, uh-huh. Day for day. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And what made you come to Berlin? Because it seems as if the phase, your Berlin phase, was a kind of like a productive one. You've composed songs, you've recorded them here. But what was the first reason for you to come here? Did you have the plan to make an album here?
No, not at all. I just came here because, I was in Lyon before that, and then I just didn't really know what to do with myself, so I guess I needed some kind of a change of scenery. So I came here because my best friend was already living here.
Okay.
He's the guy who plays the drums on the track we just listened to.
Okay.
And so we just started like this. And so then came all the process of writing new songs. And at the end of my 2 year stay here, I decided to go to the studio to record them.
Nice.
But that was never like the initial plan.
But it worked.
It worked, yeah.
sometimes it's good to make plans work that haven't even existed,
yeah,
I think. But what I really love about your recordings is the fact that they don't sound like a typical Berlin recording. We've just talked to each other and realized that some bands come here with acoustic guitars and they leave with a minimal techno album. But, yeah. And I've read that you were kind of like enjoying that scene as well. You were going to parties and you were dancing a lot.
Yeah, I did. It was. It's never been like my religion, I would say, but yeah, of course I did this like a few times. I always had fun, but I always also stick to my acoustic guitar because this is what I love best.
And I mean, you've developed a really sensational finger picking style over the years.
Yeah, thank you.
There's something really rhythmical about that, and something that's totally unique about that, I think.
I guess it's just hours of being alone and wanting to sound like a band actually on my own, so this is just how it started.
So you have a bass line and a melody on just one guitar.
That's
exactly how you try to accomplish that. Have you actually met the other guys before? I Am Stamgram, do you know those guys?
No, like I've heard their names quite often.
Okay.
I've seen them on the internet, but first time I meet them in person.
And Kate Francescoli and Killerson, who are playing tomorrow, same
story,
thing.
Yeah.
It's cool though.
Yeah but you know, I just don't listen to like music. Like the things that are released nowadays, I'm just kind of listen to other people.
Yeah, when I was trying to compose music back in the days, I would basically shut off every other artist because I wanted to get my own ideas out of my head.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you listen to other artists too much, you realize that the idea that you have existed in some other way before, and then you stop working on your own song, which is which is sad because it's a slightly different idea. It's your idea, but you know what I'm saying?
Happen. Yeah, of course it happens sometimes.
Yeah. So you've recorded this album in Berlin. Will you basically are you planning to come back for another recording session here? Because it kind of worked out for you, I think.
Yeah, but if it worked out here, I guess the next step would be going somewhere else and trying the same thing, but in another other location.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you get different inspiration. Even for the recording, the studio always has an impact on the way you record.
Totally,
So, like, I really loved going to the Klangbild Studios. But if I were to go back there, actually, maybe the sound, you know, would be the same again. So I'll just stay with this one for now and then see what happens next.
Yeah, cool.
It's going to be the next location.
And then how far are you with recordings or material, new material? Because some people, they never stop writing, right? Other people, other artists, they just finish the record, then they tour. And then after a year and a half, they're like, oh, I have to write again. What kind of modus operandi do you have?
I'm always writing new stuff, but I tried my best actually not to finish all the songs because once the album was finished and I promoted this and then it got released on a label called Talitre in France, decided that if I was going like too rapidly into other songs, then you like the my album, I would be really fed up with it quite soon.
Yeah.
So it's not the case yet, but I'm also looking forward to what's going next. So I'm writing process is I just started. Yeah,
cool.
Being going back to this.
Cool. Yeah. As soon as you need our help for a studio in Berlin or something, you can ask us. Maybe we can help you. We can show you around. We can make you meet people here. And now you've brought your acoustic guitar, and I wanna do a little recording session with you right now. Which song are you gonna play for us?
It's a song called Mine.
Life.
Usually has drums on it, but I'm alone this time. So.
It's a drumless version.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raoul Vignal live auf Lux FM. Stadium applause, my man! Stadium applause! Raoul Vignal war das live auf Flux FM. Thank you for this live session. Heute Abend gibt's mehr auf Ohren im Rahmen des Schickschnack-Festivals. Dort eben auch auf der Bühne die Band I Am Stramgram, die mich jetzt im Anschluss direkt besuchen werden wird. Wir hören zum Einstimmen ihr Stückchen Eaten Alive. I Am Stramgram. Raoul Vignal, thanks a lot. Merci
Thank
beaucoup.
You.
As soon as you're in Berlin the next time, you come and visit us. Maybe we'll do more
With
of
pleasure.
This. Thank you.
Bye
bye. Raoul Vignal, die Platte The Silver Whale ist übrigens erschienen. Die Platte, die hier in Berlin aufgenommen ist. Wer möchte, kann die sich zulegen. I Am Stramgram, mit denen geht's heute Abend direkt weiter und gleich bei mir im Studio auch zum Einstimmen. Eaten Alive von der Band aus Bordeaux.